Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the founder of World Outreach Ministries, and this is another victory video designed to strengthen and encourage your walk in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at part two on our study, dealing with adversities. And I tell you, if you've been hit with some difficulties, tests, or trials, hassles lately, then you want to listen to this because there'll be some keys that'll help you. Before we do that, let me just say a great big thank you to those of you who support your missionary. You know, we're the home office for missionaries all over the world, and it's such a joy to serve them. So many of them are doing wonderful works in this end time harvest. We have missionaries that are doing evangelism, discipleship, Bible training, Bible schools, leadership training, medical clinics, feeding programs, orphanages, aviation, translation work. It just goes on and on. It boggles the mind what God's doing through His people. But we're the home office for them, and we do all their administrative duties. And so thank you for supporting your missionary. It's important, and it keeps them on the field. By the way, if you're a missionary watching this, and you're in need of a dependable home office, then today's a great day for you. You found the right place. Simply go to our website, and I'm going to put the address across the screen, and click on the tab that says Missionary Agency, and all the details are there and the specifics of what we do every month for our missionaries. And this might be a good fit for you. So complete the form that's there, send it in. It'll automatically come to our office, and then that'll start the back and forth communication, and we'll send you our policy manual, and we'll just see if this is a good fit for you. We'd love to serve you. We're serving hundreds like that, and we love being a dependable home office for mission workers around the world. All right, let's turn our attention now to this really vital subject of dealing with adversities. As I said, this is part two, and if you didn't listen to part one, you may want to go back and catch that. You can find that on YouTube, and it'll be a blessing to you to catch up. I'll try to summarize as much as I can. But, you know, I said in that kickoff one, it'd be wonderful if I could tell you that we can just confess our problems away. You know, in Jesus' name, I'll never have a test or a trial. And that's really contrary to Scripture, because the real life view and what the Bible says is that we're in a warfare. We're in a battle, and we're not exempt from it. In fact, and let me just share a couple of verses by way of summary, then I want to get into the new material and the keys that are going to help you if you're facing difficulties right now. John 15:20. You may want to jot that down. I'll put it across the screen quickly. But John 15:20, Jesus says, the servant is not above his master. I'm going to paraphrase. So, you know, if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. If I've been attacked, you're going to be attacked. And that's so true. I mean, Jesus in the wilderness was attacked by the devil. Jesus was persecuted by people. We know in the Garden of Gethsemane, he went through what I might call like a psychological attack. If it's possible, let this cup pass from me. I'm telling you, the devil was trying to talk Jesus out of fulfilling his ministry. Thank God Jesus pressed through, and he came out saying, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And of course, he went to the cross and was raised from the dead. And thank God, because of that, we enjoy fellowship with the Father because of Jesus, his obedience. So that's one place that says the servant is not above the master. If Jesus was attacked, you're going to have some problems too. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, just quickly, Paul says, we would not have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia. So the apostle Paul was saying, man, we had trouble. And I won't take the time to read the whole thing, but he said it was so much trouble that we kind of gave up. We thought we were goners. I'm paraphrasing. He says, yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, beyond measure, above strength, so much that we despaired even of life. So he thought, you know, we thought we were dead. We thought that, you know, we were going to be executed. But he goes on, and here's the key. He says, yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. Watch this. That we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. There it is, my friend. Now, watch this. The way that you and I deal with adversities, tests, trials, hassles, problems, call them what you want, the way that we deal with them will determine whether we're successful or we fail and what our outcome is. The key for going through any test or trial is make up your mind, I'm going to trust in God. I'm trusting in God who raises the dead. Now, you know, in some problems, we created them ourselves because we made a bad choice, a bad decision, or we have sin in our life. Those things can just be dealt with by the mercy and the grace of God, the blood of Christ put behind us, and we move forward. Relationship problems, you may have to go back and apologize. Or there may be an offense that someone has committed against you, and you're going to have to forgive them. So in most cases, we know what to do, how to deal with it. But there are some cases, the death, an unexpected death of a loved one. You know, and all the missionaries that we serve, we have missionaries all around the world. And as you can imagine, with serving, you know, 400, close to 500 missionary families, the whole spectrum of humanity we've had to deal with. People that have marriage problems, children problems, health problems, medical problems, passport problems, visa problems. In some countries where they're persecuted, outright persecuted. We've had husbands and wives that they've lost a child. As I shared in the last session, in my own life in 2004, my 19-year-old son died. And there's some things that in this world, you're not going to have a satisfactory answer. You're not going to get an answer. And if you get caught up in trying why, the analysis of paralysis, you're just going to cause the victory to be delayed. You make up your mind, I trust in God. That's the foundation. I'm going to trust God. I am not doubting His love and His goodness. I'm trusting God. Now, I want to give you quickly some keys, and we'll put these across the screen. And these five keys will help you deal with whatever you're facing now. So, as I said, if you're in a hard spot right now, a difficulty or a challenge, or something's happened that you just flat out don't understand, then you write these things down and apply them in your life, and they're going to help you. They're going to help you come through it, because in some cases, you have to learn to fly above the problem. Many cases, as I said, you can deal with it and fix the problem. But in some things, like people said, just get over the death of your son. Get over the death of my son. You don't get over that, but you learn to fly above it by the grace of God. So gravity is always there to pull us down, but by God's grace, it's like aerodynamics. You can learn to fly above it. And as you can see from my countenance, the way I share about it now, I'm strong. Initially, it just knocked me out. It knocked me down. Thank God for His grace and the Holy Spirit that was there by His grace to lift me up. Do I understand everything? No, I don't. But I will one day in the resurrection, and I'll embrace my son again in my arms. This I believe and I know. I'm confident because of what God's Word says and promises. Now, here's number one. The first thing that's going to help you is to realize that warfare is normal. Realize that warfare is normal. Ephesians 6, verses 10 and 11. Let me read them quickly. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Isn't that what we're talking about? Paul said we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God. In God. So Paul says the same thing here again. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, I don't know. Some Christians, I think they don't have this passage in their Bible because they feel like everything that happens in life is from God. No, not everything that happens in life is from God. Child abuse, murder, genocide, rape, wars, those are not God's will. And you'd be a foolish person to say that. Don't blame stuff like that on God. There is a spiritual battle according to the Bible. There's God and there's the devil. And so you've got to realize that there is a warfare that takes place. That's normal. You're not exempt from the warfare. So don't let the devil mess with your mind when you're going through a test or a trial. And it's like, you know, what's wrong with me? You know, maybe I don't have much faith. You've got faith, but that doesn't exempt you from being attacked. Paul goes on and gives us the answer. He says, put on the whole armor of God. And I wish we had time to teach on all the pieces of the armor. By the way, go to all of our free Bible studies on our website, and I'll put the address across the screen. Go there and click on the tab that says free Bible studies. We've got awesome audio series that you can listen to. These are free now. We've got study guides. We've got other videos that'll help you. But Paul says, Put on the whole armor of God that you stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Did you hear that? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Not everything that happens to you can be understood by what you see. It's not flesh and blood, he says, but principalities and powers against wicked spirits. So you got to understand that there's a spiritual warfare and it's normal. You're not abnormal. You're not abnormal. Sometimes the devil will mess with you and say like, well, you're not a good Christian. Look at how you're being attacked. You don't have much faith. Look how you're being attacked. You can just respond back to the devil and just say, you know what? My Lord and Savior was attacked. He got the victory and so will I. All right, the second thing that you need to remember when you're going through a test or trial, and this will help you a lot, is remember that storms don't last forever. Storms don't last forever. I mean, when you're in the midst of the storm, it's like you can't see on the other side. I know I'm a pilot, an instrument-rated twin-engine pilot, and I've flown airplanes for many, many years. And one of the tools in a well-equipped airplane is a radar. And we've all seen this. You've seen it on the Weather Channel or perhaps on your phone, the apps on your phone, where you can see the rain, the area that's showing rain, and you can say, hey, that's going to reach my community probably within an hour or so. You can tell it's coming. And you can also see that, hey, it looks like it ends, 100 miles north. It looks like it ends. Well, when you're flying an airplane, you have a radar, and you might be in some storm, bumpy weather, and those of you who've flown commercial flights, you know this to be true. You can be in kind of rainy, bumpy weather, and all of a sudden you break out. That storm doesn't last forever. On my radar, when I'm flying at times, I can see and like, okay, I just have to endure this for about 10 more minutes and then I'm flying out of it. You're going to fly out of what you're dealing with right now. It won't last forever. And so that's an encouragement to you to remember. Don't get this tunnel vision where you give up because like, I just can't take this anymore. You're going to fly out of it. Number three, the third key that's going to help you is ask God for wisdom, a plan of action. Ask God for His wisdom, a plan of action. And I love the verse, James 1, verse 5, that says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally, and it will be given him. All right, what is wisdom? Let's put a handle to that. I think of wisdom as God's battle plan. So in life, there are some things that will happen that you're just not going to have an answer for, and you're just going to have to trust God, as we've mentioned. But most things that you face, you're going to know what to do. You'll be able to say, okay, I need to go back and forgive that person. That's the hold up here. Or I need to take action in this area. And so you begin to ask God, God, give me a plan, a battle plan. And you know what? Once you have a plan, that's most of the victory right there. It's just a matter of walking it out. But when you don't have a plan, you feel frustrated. So you begin to ask for wisdom. James 1 verse 5, ask for wisdom and it shall be given. So you realize that warfare is normal. You realize that this battle is not going to last forever. So while I'm in the battle, I'm asking for wisdom. What is wisdom? God's strategy, God's battle plan, some step by steps He'll show you. Number four, actively use your faith for victory. Now, sometimes when you get in a storm, you just let down. It's just like, I've just lost my faith. I let down. And Jesus many times would rebuke His own disciples and say, oh, you have little faith. You know, what's happened here? Why are you sleeping? We're supposed to be praying. Do you remember those accounts? So you need to actively stir yourself up and actively use your faith. I remember in Acts 26, verse 19, when Paul was being inquisitioned, I guess you would say, by King Agrippa, Paul finally responded, and this guy had the power to kill him. And so, you know, Paul didn't cow down to him and try to kiss up to him to get a lighter sentence. Paul says, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Paul reminded himself in that urgent moment, he said, you know what? I've got a heavenly vision. And I was not disobedient to that heavenly vision. And I'm going to fulfill my mission. And you need to say that to yourself and to the devil that might be listening. And you say, I have a mission, a destiny for my life, and this problem is not going to wipe me out. This problem is not going to rob my faith. I will have the victory. Let me pause right here before I give you the last step and just and mention our study guides. This one is on Christ who strengthens me. I can't think of a more appropriate subject. When you're going through a test or a trial, you need Jesus to come alongside, as it were, and strengthen you, and He will. Now, go to our free studies, as I mentioned earlier, and find the area that says free study guides. Print this one out. We have a lot of study guides, and these are free. All of our resources are free. And print this out. Mark the scriptures. This is going to help you, take you a lot further than we can cover in this short session. But Christ who strengthens me, that one will help you. Then there are free audio sessions that you can listen to. Whole series on the armor of God, series on spiritual warfare, series on faith and victory. Go there and take advantage of all that we offer. And it'll be a blessing to you. All right, number five, the last thing that I want to give you. There's many keys that we can give you for the victory, but these are five of the top ones that I think will help you. Number five, take action. Take action. Communicate with some key people. That is so important. Don't be an island alone. Communicate with some key people. You know, if you're in the midst of a test or a trial, and say it's regarding business, then call some key business people that could have business wisdom for you. If you're in the ministry or missions and you're facing a situation, call people that are in ministry or missions that can help you. If it's an issue raising your children, call some key people that have been through that phase with children successfully and let them speak into your life. That is so important to give you the victory, that you surround yourself with some key people that can pray for you. Now, not people that are just going to talk the problem, but people that are going to help you find the scripture answers and some nuggets that they've learned through life, some principles, some keys, and pass that along to you. So when we talk about dealing with adversities, let me just summarize these quickly. Number one, realize that you're not abnormal. Warfare is normal. That's just part of life. I wouldn't be a good Bible teacher to tell you otherwise. Number two, remember that storms don't last forever. Thank God for that. You'll fly out of it. Number three, start asking God for wisdom, for a battle plan. Number four, actively use your faith for victory. Don't let down and lay down. Stir yourself up and start speaking the victory. I'm going to fly out of this. I'm going to have the victory. And then number five, take action. Communicate with some key people and get some prayer power going for you. That's going to help you to navigate through any trial, any adversity that you might face. Well, I trust that these ideas and principles from the Word have encouraged you. That's why we do these, to be a blessing to the body of Christ. This is Jason Peebles reminding you, starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.